Send voice.
Hello, this is going to be a quick demo of how you can quantize audio using stretch markers for Keo. So there's two ways that I go about doing this here usually. The first way that I'm going to show you is pretty slow, but it's very, very precise. You can place the stretch markers exactly where you need them to be. And sometimes that's the way that I do it, even though it's slower. It really depends on the part. Like when whoever's played needs a lot of help, or if the part is particularly complex, then this is the way that I do it, because I can be very precise. And then the second way is a little bit quicker, because we're going to use some Reaper trickery, like transient detection and custom actions and stuff like that. But it's a little bit less precise. So yeah, you kind of pick your poison based on the part, really. But let's have a look at what we're going to be tidying up. So I've got a couple of bars of me playing drums fairly badly. This is what we're starting from. Okay, so stop. So it's just a bit wobbly, isn't it? It's not quite in the pocket. It's not a terrible performance, but I can't quite decide. It sounds like I can't decide whether I'm sort of pushing or pulling or trying to sit on the click. So let's do the first half of the beat the slow way, and then in the second half we'll switch to the slightly quicker but less precise way. So I'm going to select the item.
101 complete.
And
41 item. 10.
Okay, that's the right item. And you have to select the item when you're doing this, because stretch markers get placed within the item. So it's really important to make sure that you've got the right item selected. And so now I'm just going to go find that first kick drum. Pause just before it. I'm going to turn the metronome off as well. Control Shift M.
Metronome off.
Because we don't really need to hear the metronome. We know a bunch of this stuff isn't on the metronome. That's why we're placing stretch markers. So we may as well turn that metronome off and just listen to the part for now to get the stretch markers placed tidily. And then we can snap them to grid afterwards. So I'm going to scrub and just find, tuck myself right up to the start of this kick drum. A little bit far. Whoop. There it is. Right on. Okay. And then Control M, insert stretch marker. And then I'm going to go forward to the next thing that I want to put a stretch marker on. Let's get that hat. It's only quiet, but may as well. Control M. Snare. Yeah. Control M. Get that hat. And this kick. Get this one. And so it's pretty laborious. Now that's an interesting one, because the hat kind of comes first before the kick. So I'm going to scrub into that a little bit and just get the actual kick itself. Control M. And there's two kicks here, so let's get the second one as well. Get this. Snare. And that's the kick on. It's going to be a bit tight to get that hat as well, so I'm just going to get the two kicks. Yeah, ba-bum, one. Two, and then we're nearly there. Yeah, and this snare, and let's get this kick. Just two more left for this half. Ugh. There we go. That was a tricky one. And let's get the start of this. Okay, so that's the first half marked up. Now, all these stretch markers are doing is just sitting right before the hits that I want to quantize. I haven't actually quantized them to the grid yet. I've just placed them. So we need to pick a grid resolution. And we do that exactly the same way as when we're quantizing MIDI, right? It depends on what the smallest rhythmic subdivision is to preserve the part. So in this case, my click is 1, 2, 3, 4, and the smallest resolution is ba-bum, ba-bum, which is 16ths, right? 16th. So my grid needs to be 16th. So let's do Control Shift 6.
Grid 16.
Make sure the item is selected.
10.
And then you can either go to the item top menu and find the stretch markers submenu, or you can just do context menu with the item selected.
Context menu.
So I'm going to do that and hit S to find stretch markers.
Stretch markers submenu F.
Let's go in here.
Add stretch mark.
And then we go down a few to stretch markers in selected item.
Stretch markers in selected item submenu S.
And the topmost option in here.
Snap to grid S.
Is snap to grid. So let's do that.
Unsave project.
And now we can put the metronome back on.
Metronome.
And have a listen to the first half of this beat and see if it's tighter. It should be. And it is. Nice. All right. So that's the first way of doing it. That's very manual, very precise, also kind of tedious. So let's turn the metronome back off.
Metronome off.
And we'll do the second half of the beat the quicker way. So what we're going to do this time is we're going to let Reaper identify the transients for us. And we're going to do a custom action that places a stretch marker and then automatically snaps it to the grid for us as we go. So I'm going to go to bar 4, bar 5.
Bar.
Where is it?
Bar 4.
I think that's it.
Bar.
Yeah.
Bar.
Okay, bar 4 is the second half of the beat. So same deal. We scrub to find our initial transient on the kick. I'm just going to make sure the item is selected as well.
One item selected.
Okay. So there's our first one. And now, instead of doing Control M to place a stretch marker, I'm not going to do that action anymore. I'm going to do Alt Shift I, which inserts that stretch marker and then snaps it to the grid already. And remember, my grid is already set to the right resolution. So if you were coming straight into this and using this method straight away, then you would also need to set your grid before doing this, because remember, you're going to be quantizing, snapping to the grid as you go. So it's super important that the item is selected and that the grid is set to the right resolution for the part that you're fixing before you start dropping and snapping stretch markers with this custom action. So here we go.
Bar 3 beat.
That, and then instead of manually queuing stuff up, I'm just going to hit tab to find the next kick drum. Oh, it's a snare, actually. All right, so it's a little bit less precise. It skips the hat in between, but whatever. Let's just see if we get away with it. So it's found the snare for me. I'm going to do Alt-Shift-I again.
Bar 4 beat.
And then we move to the next transient. There's that kick.
Beat.
And I'm... Oh, it grabs that hat. Nice, because I was going to do that manually because it's really rushy. There's the snare.
Not-
And the next
beat
kick.
Four, one.
Oh, yeah, there's two kicks there. Yeah. 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 We already had that one.
Beat yeah. 250.
There's the last.
99.
Ah, there's the kick.
Nice.
So it doesn't always get the transients right. Sometimes you have to tab a couple of times to get past a big one. And that, it's missed the start of that hi-hat, so I'm just going to scrub back a little bit and do that one manually. There it is.
40.
Cool. All right, so let's put the click on.
Metronome on.
And we don't need to do the item move on this one because we've been snapping to the grid as we go, right, with that custom action that's on Alt Shift I. So let's have a listen and compare the first half to the second half and see if we prefer one of them, because one of them was a lot quicker to do. Yeah, I mean, they sound about the same to me. I don't drastically prefer one to the other. And the second half was way quicker to get done, right? So, you know, for simple parts like this, where the transients are nice and clear, my guess is you'll be able to use the second quicker method. Just one last thing to look at before we go. What happens if you want to move a stretch marker? And in the context of this beat, I want to do it like, you know, where it goes dum dum da dum da dum dum da. There was like a bit of a swing to the final bass drum when I originally played it, which has been straightened out now, and I kind of liked it. So I'm going to move that stretch marker. It happens twice. I'm going to move both those stretch markers and move them from the, what are we in, 16s, move them from 25% to 33. So just drag those kick drums back a little bit and make them swing. And let's see. So we one select the item and let's go find the part. So it's that kick after the snare and before the closed hat. So it's this one. That one.
For one item.
So we can move to the stretch marker that's at this position. Control semicolon goes back a stretch marker, and control apostrophe goes forward.
Stretch marker beat for 25%.
There it is on the kick. And I'm just going to, you can either scrub forward to where you want to go. Let's scrub forward this time. I want to move to 33% because that would be the equivalent on a swing grid.
Bar 3 beat for 32% stop.
Oh, close.
Bar 3 beat 433% stopped.
Cool. And remember, a minute ago, I did control semicolon and focus that stretch marker. So now I can just do control alt M.
Stretch marker moved.
Stretch marker moved. Okay, let's have a listen to that first half and see if we like it.
Bar.
So remember, when we're listening, it's like the kick after the last snare where it goes da-boom, ba-boom. Yeah, that's much cooler. All right, so let's keep going and let's fix the last one as well. Somewhere around here, so I'm going to move to the next stretch marker because I'm paused just before it.
Stretch marker bar 5 beat for 25%.
Okay, and instead of scrubbing forward now, I'm just going to use the jump dialog.
Jump to
blank
2.
Change to 25. To 33, and then control M to move
stretch marker.
That stretch marker there.
Bar one.
All right, so from the top, we have this. Which sounds all right, doesn't it?
WhatsApp, what, sir, send voice
mail. Oh, that was useful, man.